Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. My name is Full Metal Jackie. We've got Avenged Sevenfold singer M. Shadows with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show tonight. Avenged, of course, has had a lot going on recently. Obviously, we had the virtual reality performance at the Capitol building, which was so cool, where the band announced the release of their seventh studio album, The Stage. And the record's a pretty intellectual concept album based on the impact of artificial intelligence. In what ways are the songs also autobiographical?
Well, the songs, you know, they go into a lot of deep issues that, you know, humans are going to have to deal with, coming up in the future here. And so for me, just learning about these things and having kids and worrying about my kids' future, I started kind of going down the rabbit hole of learning, you know, about these things, technology getting out of our control, also technology helping with diseases and helping with, sophistication in our human intelligence. So for me, you know, there's a bunch of good things that can happen with this and a lot of bad things. And for me, it's just all about, reaching that emotional spot as a human being and caring about my kids and my kids' future. So that's sort of where all this came from. And I wrote kind of from that perspective.
M. Shadows from Avenged Sevenfold with us. Let's check out the title track from the band's new album. This is The Stage. Whiplash on KLOS. Full Metal Jackie with M. Shadows of Avenged Sevenfold on the show with us tonight. We're talking about the new record, The Stage, and artificial intelligence. And artificial intelligence affecting humanity is a key concept of The Stage. What excites you most and scares you most about artificial intelligence?
Well, what excites me most is maybe figuring out how we can explore space, you know, more efficiently. It's one thing where if you can create something that can error fix itself and make itself smarter, you can figure out a lot of things, such as maybe traveling through wormholes or going and being able to actually have humans live on other planets, something we're going to have to do eventually. But the things that scare me is that when you do make something that powerful and that smart, you wonder what the relevance of human beings is going to be at that point. You know, we have monkeys around and we keep monkeys in cages at zoos and we rule the planet because we're smarter than monkeys. We're the smartest thing on this planet. So you have to wonder if something is smarter than us, where does that leave human beings? So it's kind of you can go down a lot of different ways with that, but that's kind of the gist of it. So it's a little bit scary.
M. Shadows from Avenged Sevenfold is with us tonight. The Stage, which is the new Avenged album, is out now. You can call us at 800-955-KLOS. And caller 20 will give you a copy of the album furnished by Warner Brothers. Still to come, music from Korn, Anthrax, M. Shadows will pick music too. It is all on the way. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Full Metal Jackie with Avenged Sevenfold singer M. Shadows with us tonight. Musically and lyrically, concept albums are usually pretty complex. What other concept albums were your blueprint to guide you through making The Stage?
You know, we really weren't setting out to make a concept album. We set out to make a record that had like a conceptual, you know, kind of arc to it, but we weren't really trying to write necessarily like an Operation Mindcrime, which, you know, would be one of my favorite concept albums. But when it was all said and done and the subject matter really tied into itself, and we had been writing the whole record by talking about these things and then going and jamming, you pretty much had, you know, a conceptual record. But, you know, for me, I would look at it more, and I'm not comparing this record to this particular record, but to me, it's more like a Dark Side of the Moon where there's less of a character. You're kind of just kind of a vibe, whereas The Wall or Operation Mindcrime, you know, has like a character that you kind of follow through the story and you kind of learn this person's story. So for me, it's more of a conceptual album, and we didn't really use any blueprint. It just kind of happened naturally.
M Shadows on Whiplash. It's Full Metal Jacket. Korn are playing two shows at House of Blues in Anaheim, Sunday, March 5th and Monday, March 6th. March 5th is sold out, but I'll set caller 20 up with a pair of tickets for that night. Tickets furnished by Live Nation, 800-955-KLOS. Whiplash on KLOS. Full Metal Jackie with M Shadows from Avenged Sevenfold on the show with us tonight. On stage, adrenaline and the energy of the audience makes performing very much in the moment. Obviously, Avenged, an amazing live band. How did you get to that same in-the-moment headspace when you're in the controlled environment of the studio?
Great producer. You know, Joe Breezy brought a lot of new things to the table. One thing that I had never done was to do full song vocal takes where, you know, you sing from the very first lyric all the way to the end of the song. And as your voice starts straining and as you know, it gets a little more, a little more tough on the vocals, you get that live feel because in a live performance, you can't just stop because it doesn't sound right or your voice doesn't feel right. You got to go. You got to push through it. And so for me, just having that, you know, where the tape starts rolling and you start recording and you're not stopping and you're going and you start getting these moments where you get more of a live feel because you're just going for it. We did that with the drums as well and with the guitars as well. We kind of just sat there and said, you know, as things start getting, you know, more strained and you start to push harder, it's got more of that live feel. So we went with that based off of Joe's recommendation.
M Shadows from Avenged Sevenfold is with us. Quick break. Music from Anthrax coming up. Plus, M Shadows will be picking a tune, so stick around.
Nightmare!
Whiplash on KLOS. M Shadows with us on the show tonight talking about the latest Avenged Sevenfold record, The Stage. And it's the first Avenged album with former Bad Religion drummer Brooks Wackerman on drums. Musically and personally, what's the biggest mark he made on the whole process of making the album?
Well, personally, he's a great guy, but he's also really smart, and he's into a lot of the same things we are. So when we were bringing up things that, you know, such as Carl Sagan's Pale Blue Dot speech, or bringing up talking about, you know, string theory or any kind of books we are reading, he's very knowledgeable in a lot of this stuff. So it's really nice to talk to somebody that is into the same stuff, you know, discussing Richard Dawkins or Sam Harris or this or that. He's just one of those guys that he's on the same page as us in terms of his personality. And then playing wise, you know, we've been very familiar with Brooks for years and years and years. And we thought it was always a little funny when people, you know, thought that Brooks was going to come in and he only knows how to play punk drums, you know, from playing with Bad Religion for so many years. But we always kind of had a little smirk at that because, you know, when we were introduced to Brooks, he was playing in Infectious Grooves and we were familiar with his stuff from Suicidal Tendencies and we just knew he could play anything. So it's been a perfect fit for us because now with this record being released, you know, we're able to show the fan base that, you know, he can play anything. And we're just really happy to be working with him on a personal level as well as, you know, as an artistic level.
M Shadows from Avenged Sevenfold is our guest on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. This is Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. It's Whiplash on KLOS. Full Metal Jackie with Avenged Sevenfold singer M Shadows on the show. We spoke earlier about, you know, how this campaign sort of started, where it was like we all went to the Capitol Records building, watched this performance, and then it was like, poof, surprise, you guys are releasing a new album. So the marketing campaign for The Stage, it was pretty secretive and mysterious with no real online campaign at all. How much of that was intended to highlight the effect of artificial intelligence on society?
Well, that's a good question. I wish we were that smart to think about that. but for us, it was more about, you know, we're just a weird group of guys. We sit there and talk about things, and the idea of putting out a record, the ways that most people put them out just didn't interest us. And, you know, I think people take impressions on based on basically how they would interpret things. It really is the truth. We just wanted to do something different, and we wanted to do something fun for us, or just didn't feel like worth doing it. So for us, it just really came down to surprising the fans, giving them the cherry on top, then drag out the process, get it out, get on tour, and start this thing up. But I wish we were smart enough to say it was to highlight artificial intelligence, but it really wasn't. It was more of just a fun idea.
It's Full Metal Jackie M. Shadows with us. Pick up the new Avenged Sevenfold album, The Stage, and I believe there's going to be some big touring going on in 2017. Any idea when we'll hear more about that?
Well, I think dates get announced at the end of January, if I'm not mistaken. If not then it's beginning of February. But yeah, there's some cool stuff coming up.
Awesome. Well, looking forward to it. And thanks for taking the time, as always. And congrats on all the success of the album.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Don't forget, Whiplash moves to Sunday nights, 9 to 11 p.m. starting this Sunday. So join me then. Thanks for hanging for another edition of the show. Gonna leave you off with Clutch. This is Earth Rocker. See ya.